Dakota SA Chief Executive Jane Musserow joins me now to share her thoughts on how the federal budget fares for older South Australians. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jenny.
What are your initial thoughts?
So importantly, and accolades to the government for responding to cost of living pressures, they are very real for people on low and fixed incomes. So both the 22.1 cents off a litre of petrol and the one-off $250 that will hit banks in April, very important. I guess our caution about both of them is that they are short-term and relatively small as people look at their year ahead.
Mm. Now, a lot of the announcements, it seems, have been before the actual budget night. So some of the details that, with regards to, for example, aged care, we've already known about, but not all of us are across it. What can you tell us about the investment, the continued investment in things like, you know, the Aged Care Royal Commission rollout of recommendations and that sort of stuff?
So the budget reflects some pre-existing commitments and announcements, lots of those. Importantly, it addresses issues such as the new advisory councils, including the Elders Council, a new Aged Care Act, the new Support at Home program that rolls together the Commonwealth Home Support program and home care packages, for example. So it continues those measures. I guess for us, the new announcement in here, which is important, small but important, is a measure to bring community pharmacy into residential aged care. And we think medication safety was in the Royal Commission, in the sights of the Royal Commission, it is important to be addressed, and so we're pleased to see that. I guess the bit where we are, again, terribly disappointed in is that there is nothing about oral health. So we know is that older Australians, oral health should be part of Medicare. Why we fund the rest of our bodies through Medicare and not our mouths it makes absolutely no sense. But we were very much hoping that for aged care residents and for low-income older people, there were particular measures to give them access to oral health care. That's missing. It's a lost opportunity to stop very preventable hospital admissions.
Yeah. There has been investment, though, in the PBS and medications, right? So I'm sure that would benefit a lot of older South Australians.
So a lot of those measures, as we saw, so some of those measures support younger women, obviously very, very important. And some of those, but there is a lower threshold, and so that is also an important part of relief for older people who are spending a lot of money on prescription medication. I think the big disappointment for us is that for low and fixed income earners, including aged pensioners who don't own a home, there is nothing in here that gives any relief for the rising tide of housing stress and homelessness among older people, including older women, and that's disappointing.
And then often what I understand is people who are more than qualified for jobs as they get older are turned down.
Yeah, so we think older workers are, you know, either increasing time in the workforce or indeed returning to the workforce. There is a lost opportunity in this budget. That's a group of people we could well have tapped on the shoulder and asked to be part of supporting a very, very tight employment market at the moment, particularly in industry struggling for workers. There would need to be some better thresholds or better opportunity to not lose an age pension and indeed to adjust through taxation rather than a pension adjustment measures. That's not there. We very much hope that's part of the election because it is a source of workforce and would start to address the ageism that plagues employment.
Jane Musserow from COTA SA's with us. Climate change, I understand, is an issue that many people talk to you about. People, you know, you often hear of it as something that's the younger generation's concern, but you reckon actually a lot of older people are really worried about it.
Well, we know that, you know, in all of our surveying of older South Australians, it's increasing in prominence as an issue. And the big issue for people is that they want to leave a world in better shape for the next generation. They worry about, you know, what they are leaving for their children, grandchildren and, you know, coming generations. Well, as I understand it, and we're not experts in climate change, but as we understand it, there's a fair bit that mops up and mitigates, but not a lot to stop, you know, carbon emissions and, you know, factors that create extraordinary weather patterns in the first place. And as we understand the commentary, there are again some lost opportunities there.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot more that we could talk about, but there's only so many minutes in the day. I really appreciate your time, Jane Musserad. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jenny.